From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. The U.S. Air Force says it's launched two Guam-based B-1B bombers accompanied by fighter jets from South Korea and Japan on Thursday in an exercise near the Korean Peninsula. North Korean state news agency reacted harshly to the exercise, calling it a surprise nuclear strike drill. This comes one day before President Donald Trump is scheduled to leave on a 12-day trip to Asia. The Islamic State has claimed Saifullah Saipov as one of its own. Saipov is the 29-year-old Uzbek immigrant who killed eight people in New York City earlier this week with a truck. The terrorist group said that the attacker was one of its soldiers, but did not provide any evidence to support this claim. Those killed were remembered at a vigil in New York on Thursday night. Sarah Steffens was among the mourners.
We're strong people. A really difficult, tragic thing happened, and we're trying to make sense of it. But we're going to heal and unite, and that's why we're here, is empathy and love and strength.
With the New York City Marathon due to attract more than 50,000 runners and many hundreds of thousands of spectators this Sunday, the New York City Police Department said it would increase the number of officers throughout the city in an abundance of caution. Ousted Catalan leader Carles Puigdemont is denouncing a Spanish judge's decision to order nine former leaders from Catalonia jailed while they are investigated on possible charges of rebellion, sedition, and embezzlement, all connected to their push for the region's independence from Spain. The judge later granted one of them bail. Puigdemont, in Brussels with four members of his former cabinet, risks being arrested and returned to Spain. From Washington.